KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs.
Warm weather means that lawnmowers, tractors, and construction workers will be back out in full force. McAtee Tire and Service wants to let people know that they offer free pickup and delivery in Atlantic. And the guys at the shop are able to do oil changes, engine repair, tires, and the service truck is ready for situations when you aren't able to bring your vehicle to the shop. Normal work hours are 7 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Saturdays from 7 to noon. So if you're in the field, on the construction site, or stranded on the side of the road, remember, you can always rely on McAtee Tire. Call 243-4413 or stop in and talk to Grandpa and the guys at 100 West 2nd Street here in Atlantic. But right now, you can receive a $50 mail-in rebate when you buy a select set of 4 Goodyear tires. Enjoy the warm weather, and remember, you can always count on McAtee Tire for dependable, timely service from an awesome group of guys.
Starting off with a check of high school volleyball action as some teams got their season started last night. In action, it was Bedford, a 2-1 winner over Essex. Central Decatur picked up a couple of wins, 3-2 over Wayne and 2-1 over Sheraton. Also, Greene County, a 2-1 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Logan Magnolia picked up 2-0 wins over Heartland Christian and West Harrison. It was Linville Sully, a 3-0 sweep over Martinsdale-St. Mary's. Riverside picked up a 2-0 win over Essex, and they also topped Bedford 2-1. In that Essex meeting, Izzy Blummel had 8 kills and 2 aces. Veronica Andrew Shishin with 7 kills, and Kenna Ford had 35 assists. She went over 1,000 assists for her career there in that contest. Also in the matchup against Bedford, Izzy Blummel and Veronica Andrew Shishin each had 8 kills apiece in that victory. Also, Stanton was a 3-0 sweep winner over Lennox, and Southeast Warren beat East Union 3-0, and it was Wayne 2-0 over Sheraton. That's a look at your high school volleyball scoreboard there from last night. Now, there was one other matchup that was on the schedule last night that did not take place. The ACGC volleyball team has been placed on a 14-day quarantine after being exposed to a positive COVID-19 test. Activities Director Cody Mathewson announced the quarantine yesterday. The 14-day quarantine will expire on Tuesday, September 8th. The JV reserve and JV teams will continue with practice as scheduled. Matches at Woodward Granger on August 25th versus Van Meter on August 27th and a home triangular on September 1st will be missed, and they are making efforts to reschedule those contests. In other sporting news, winning the close games will help Iowa State take the next step. The Cyclones are nationally ranked in the preseason for the second straight year after posting a 7-6 record in 2019, which included a series of close losses.
What's that next step feel like and look like? What's greatness look like? And, you know, you probably put a lot of those challenges on a very young football team a year ago. And I think what you got is you got young results. You know, at times you saw great efficiency in execution, and at times you saw a lack of efficiency in execution.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says it is the little things that make the difference in close games.
You know, I thought last year, even for myself as the head football coach and everybody else involved, a great learning experience and still some really good growth and still showed where some of the areas for us we need to continue to be able to grow and demand growth occur.
Cyclone tight end Chase Allen says the close games will determine just how successful the season is.
That is the main thing that we've been looking at this offseason. A lot of it has come down, I don't know, we probably played the closest games full schedule-wise in the country. I mean, we lost so many games right there at the end, and that's what it is. It's the inch, it's the detail that we've been stressing over the offseason.
Allen says their focus in the offseason has been on what it takes to win those close contests.
You know, this is a hard time to stress detail because everything has been out different than it normally is, but I think that we have the right group in place and we're taking advantage of this, and I think we're going to see that this year, that we're able to win that itch in places that we didn't last year.
Iowa State is scheduled to open at home against Louisiana on September the 12th. The Iowa Athletic Department is working to secure a $75 million loan to cushion the blow of losing a projected $100 million in revenue because of the pandemic. Athletic Director Gary Barta said the Hawkeyes had built a strong financial foundation before the coronavirus forced cancellation of the men's basketball tournament and led to the Big Ten's postponement of football until after January 1. Now the athletic department faces a $60 to $75 million deficit. Iowa announced initial budget reductions in July, and after the Big Ten pulled the plug on fall football earlier this month, the Hawkeyes announced Friday they would drop men's gymnastics, men's tennis, and men's and women's swimming and diving. Barta said there are no plans to eliminate other sports and figures it will take about 15 years for the athletic department to pay off the loan. He said he had a guesstimate for how much money Iowa could bring in from post-January 1 football, but he declined to disclose that figure. In Major League Baseball, game we had for you here on the radio, Ryan McBroom's RBI single in the eighth inning was the difference in the Royals' 5-4 verdict over the Cardinals. Former Redbird Trover Rosenthal pitched in the ninth for his seventh save and seven opportunities, allowing a one-out triple and then hitting a batter before getting out of the jam. Jonathan Schoop hit a grand slam in a five-run sixth inning that highlighted the Tigers' 7-1 rout of the Cubs. Spencer Turnbull picked up the win with the 5 2/3 scoreless innings, yielding three hits while striking out five. Other scores from the majors yesterday in interleague action, it was the White Sox a 4-0 win over Pittsburgh, Seattle 8-3 over San Diego. In the American League, Houston 6-3 over the Angels. It was Tampa Bay 4-2 over Baltimore. Cleveland 4-2 over Minnesota. Boston a 9-7 winner over Toronto. The Angels beat Houston 12-5. It was Oakland 10-3 over Texas. In the National League, Miami 4-0 over the Mets. It was Philadelphia 8-3 over Washington. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 3-2. Miami got the Mets in a second game of the doubleheader as well, 3-0. Colorado a 5-4 winner over Arizona. And San Francisco 10-8 over the L.A. Dodgers. And that's a look at some of those latest scores there from Major League Baseball last night. Also in NBA news, the Denver Nuggets were 12 minutes away from elimination in the playoffs before extending their season on Tuesday. Jamal Murray scored 33 of his 42 points while playing every minute of the second half to guide the Nuggets to a 117-107 win over the Jazz in Game 5. Also, the Clippers took a 3-2 lead in their first-round series by setting a franchise record for points in a playoff game, 154-111 over the Mavericks. Also, in other notes from the NBA, the Trailblazers will be without guard Damian Lillard against the Lakers on Wednesday. He has a sprained right knee and will be sidelined for the game as the Blazers attempt to force a Game 6 in that series. And Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo has been voted NBA Defensive Player of the Year, finishing ahead of L.A. Lakers forward Anthony Davis in the balloting. Antetokounmpo is the fifth player to win the Defensive Player of the Year and MVP honors in a career, joining Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, David Robinson, and Kevin Garnett. The Greek freak also ended the two-year reign of Utah center Rudy Gobert as Defensive Player of the Year. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.